Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have decreasing clouds, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll drop down to the lower 30s. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures right around 60. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 41. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 36.
Blue Valley Insurance. We offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump says Mexico and Canada will face steel and aluminum tariffs if the North American Free Trade Agreement talks don't progress to his liking by May 1st. The administration has granted an exemption to Canada and Mexico from the tariffs, but a White House document says Trump will decide by May 1st whether to continue to exempt the countries from tariffs based on the status of discussions. The move puts pressure on Canada and Mexico to progress and complete the talks. Mexican officials had hoped to wrap up the process by the end of April before the country's summer election and the U.S. midterms later this year. The move by Trump comes as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says momentum is building and that a win-win-win deal is not only possible, but likely. Well, still, there are many issues left to agree on, including major agriculture issues. An American Farm Bureau Federation economist speculated earlier this month that the NAFTA renegotiation effort will stretch into some time next year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced legislation he intends to introduce in the Senate to support hemp farmers. The Hemp Farming Act of 2018 will legalize hemp as an agriculture commodity and remove it from the list of controlled substances. McConnell announced the legislation in his home state earlier this week, which implemented a hemp pilot program that McConnell calls a nationwide example of how to cultivate hemp. Noting the history of hemp cultivated in Kentucky, McConnell said he believes that hemp can be an important part of the future. As of 2017, 38 states allowed hemp cultivation for commercial research programs. McConnell says the legislation would also remove the federal barriers in place, which will help expand the domestic production of hemp. It will also give hemp researchers the chance to apply for competitive federal grants from USDA, allowing them to continue their work with the support of federal research dollars. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information? That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Mid-America Network News. A 56-year-old Salina woman has been arrested after placing a simulated explosive device in the lobby of the Salina post office Tuesday. Robin Stewart was booked into jail on charges of aggravated criminal threat, criminal use of explosives, creating simulated explosives to intimidate, and interference with conduct of public business. According to a news release by the police department, additional evidence was collected Tuesday night after a search of Stewart's home. Legislation designed to protect Kansas schools against gunmen passed the House yesterday, though some lawmakers say the
the bill remains weak. The bill would set aside $5 million for schools to upgrade infrastructure to slow or stop a school shooter and require schools to work with state agencies to develop guidelines to prepare and respond to mass shootings. The bill passed 119-5 and now heads to the Senate. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
The state of Kansas says it will conduct a full audit of the inspection records of a Kansas City water park where a 10-year-old boy died in 2016. The State Department of Labor said yesterday it will conduct the audit before the Schlitterbahn Park opens its annual season, May 25th. A department spokesman said the park is required to have qualified inspectors examine rides daily and keep reports on those inspections. A Texas man has pled guilty to murder and involuntary manslaughter for the 2016 crash that caused the deaths of a mother and her two children on Interstate 70 in Kansas. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said that 45-year-old Stephen Johnson of Houston pled guilty Monday in Geary County District Court to one count of second-degree murder and two counts of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. Investigators say that Johnson was driving a large box truck that crossed the interstate median in November of 2016, hitting a car head-on. The crash killed 26-year-old Jessica Thompson and her two children, who were 5 and 6 years old. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. One of four men convicted in a deadly Norfolk bank shooting wants a federal court to overturn his death sentence. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that lawyers for Eric Vila filed the appeal on Tuesday. It argues in part that he's intellectually disabled and that executing him would violate his Eighth Amendment protection against cruel and unusual punishment. Lawmakers debated if legislation would regulate Nebraska's bottle clubs could be tied to a bill that would expunge criminal records for victims of human trafficking. Senator Teresa Thibodeau said the hearing on bottle clubs proved that the businesses are a hub for illegal activity, including sex trafficking. A driver has been jailed for running into and killing an 86-year-old pedestrian in Holdridge while reading a text message. Katarina Stock was given 90 days yesterday during a hearing in Phelps County Court in Holdridge. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the Morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
Abilene Machine. Call 800-255-0337 or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury injury accident was reported in Marshall County Wednesday morning. A semi attempting to pass a tractor turning into a field entrance resulted in collision. James Borgening, age 81, of Blue Rapids, was driving the John Deere tractor and was struck by the semi driven by Richard Haim, age 29, of St. Joseph, Minnesota. Haim was transported to CMH in Marysville with injuries. Borgening was taken by private vehicle to the hospital for possible injuries. The accident was reported 2.5 miles north of Blue Rapids Wednesday, just before 8:30 a.m. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Home City at the ball field at 10 a.m., Haxtell at City Park at 11:30, Beatty at Community Center at noon, Frankfort and Summerfield City Parks at 1, Waterville City Park at 2, and Blue Rapids on the Public Square downtown at 3 p.m. In Washington County Saturday, activities at Centennial Homestead Nursing Home begin at 11 with an Easter egg hunt planned at 1. Easter egg hunts begin at 10 a.m. in Barnes, Greenleaf, and Morrillville City Parks, in Palmer at the Ball Diamond at 10:30, and over at Veterans Memorial Park at 1. Lynn Nursing Home will host activities Saturday from noon to 2 with an egg hunt at 1, and finally at Haddam City Park Saturday at 2. A Kansas Army National Guard soldier from Waterville will receive a free car from Manhattan Area Technical College. State Farm Insurance initially donated the vehicle, which was rebuilt by students in the college automotive collision program. Guard Staff Sergeant Michael Tryon and his wife Arlene will receive the car during a presentation Friday morning. Tryon recently returned from deployment to Afghanistan and previously served tours in Iraq and Egypt. In a press release from the National Guard, the generous support of Kansas communities was acknowledged. Lynn and Palmer Fire Departments responded to a tractor fire in the 200 block of King Road in Washington County. Several more windows were broken out recently at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Rocks are apparently being thrown and have damaged several of the original windows that are being kept while a project to replace some of the other windows is ongoing. Work is underway to restore the depot. Officials have expressed concern with vandalism, which has been sporadic over the past year. Concern grows with new replacement windows due for installation later this year. Anyone with information or leads is asked to contact Marysville Police. Security measures are being stepped up as a result of the incidents. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville will observe National Doctors Day Friday, with the public encouraged to participate by sending a note of appreciation or thanks via mail, email, or drop-off at the hospital. Thank yous may be directed to Public Relations Director Ashley Croft. Kansas Democratic candidate for governor Jim Ward of Wichita will host a meet and greet open to the public, hosted by the Nemaha County Democrats on Monday, April 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Home Plate Cafe in Seneca. Asher E. Smith, age 3 of Waterville, passed away March 24th. The graveside service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery northwest of Barnes. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Asher Smith. Jesse E. Horman, age 41 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jesse Horman.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a low pressure system off to our east, which is going to bring us a little bit of some cloud cover as we head through today, but we'll see decreasing clouds as we head into tonight. A nice break and beautiful weather as we head into Friday and Saturday before another system swings down from the north, bringing us a chance for some wintry precipitation, chance of rain and snow as we head towards the end of the weekend and the early parts of next week, as well as cooler temperatures by Sunday.
today. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of the day, we're going to see decreasing clouds, high of 49. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to lower 30s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, sunny skies, temperatures warmer, right around 60. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy, will drop down to lower 40s. As into Saturday, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 50. Saturday night, chance of snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late March 61, record high on this date 91 in 1895. The average low 37, the record low was 16 in 1899. Sunset this evening 7:43, sunrise in the morning at 7:11.
Most of us are understandably suspicious of meat that develops a rainbow of colors. It's all about colorful cold cuts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before, a library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 29th, the 88th day of the year. It's the 100th anniversary of the birth of Walmart founder Sam Walton, and an ice jam stopped the flow of the Niagara Falls on this day in 1848. Have you ever been in the middle of making a sandwich when you find the cold cuts have developed an iridescent rainbow on the surface? Don't worry, it's perfectly safe to eat. That sheen is caused by the meat being sliced against the grain, which leaves an exposed grid of meat fibers. It's an ideal surface for light diffraction, which scatters colors and causes the rainbow effect. Fat can also leave a surface film, creating a shiny appearance. Those meat rainbows are more likely to be noticed on dark cuts of meat. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To sign up for our free newsletter, visit almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Thursday. It's opening day of baseball season 2018, and the Kansas City Royals and the White Sox are both out to prove prognosticators wrong as they meet up for a three-game series beginning today at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City has some fresh faces after several core pieces hit free agency, while Chicago is trying to push ahead with a rebuilding job several years in the making. Royals catcher Salvador Perez will miss up to 6 weeks after spraining the medial collateral ligament in his left knee when he missed a step while carrying a suitcase upstairs in his home. No surgery is required, but Perez will begin the season on the DL. Drew Butera and Cam Gallagher will share catching duties in his place. First pitch in today's matchup with the Royals and the White Sox is set for 3:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
KU Jayhawks arrived in San Antonio yesterday afternoon ahead of their first Final Four since 2012. Head coach Bill Self spoke with the media upon arrival and said that the guys' popularity on campus has increased in a big way. And somebody asked him yesterday if they'll be remembered forever for going to a Final Four. Self said, in Kansas, you'll be remembered forever if you win it. The Midwest Region champion Jayhawks take on the top seed out of the East Region, Villanova. The game gets underway 7:49 Saturday night and will be aired on TBS. On-field preparations for the 2018 K-State football season got underway yesterday afternoon as the Wildcats conducted the first of 14 practices. K-State will practice each Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday over the next 3 weeks, culminating with the spring game, which will kick off on Saturday, April 21st at 1:10 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I'm Rick Everett, and that's Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Fall City Family Practice salutes all Vietnam veterans on March 29th. These men and women's honor, dignity, and loyalty to our great nation will never go unnoticed. Thank you for your service. Fall City Family Practice, specializing in family medicine and general practice. Open 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. March 29th is a day of recognition for those who served in the Vietnam War many years ago. And Gertis Meyer Funeral Home encourages everyone to take a moment of silence in honor of these heroes. From all of us at Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, providing caring professional service for over 25 years. In honor of Vietnam Veterans Day, which is March 29th, Anders Zweifle Funeral Home would like to recognize the sacrifices made by our Vietnam veterans on America's behalf and would like to say to each one, welcome home, soldier. Anders Zweifle Funeral Home in Riley, proud to support our troops. Prairie View Industries honors all veterans and appreciates the sacrifices these men and women have made in order to ensure our country's freedom and safety. Take time this Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th, to say thank you. From Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Decorated eggs are part of many springtime and religious celebrations. This year, consider using natural materials to dye your eggs. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by gathering vegetables, flowers, and herbs to make the desired dye. Use 1 cup of blueberries for purple, 2 cups of chopped red cabbage for blue, 2 cups of chopped beets for pink, and a handful of carrot tops or 2 tablespoons of turmeric for yellow. A handful of onion skins will give you gold, while 2 tablespoons of coffee grounds or 4 tea bags make a brown dye. Place each dye ingredient in 2 cups of water and bring to a boil. Strain off the plant material and allow to cool. Then add 2 tablespoons of vinegar. Dip cooled, hard-boiled eggs in the cup of dye. Leave it submerged until you have the desired color. And if it doesn't turn out, keep experimenting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It was one of the largest forts of the late 1700s, yet a place hard to find a trace of today. The events are still remembered, though, and today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect.
American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
There's a good chance you've not heard of Fort Greenville. However, when it was built, it was a major post in early American history.
Fort Greenville came about as one of the largest man-made forts made in North America. It superimposes over about 8 city blocks in modern-day Greenville.
Dr. Clay Johnson at the Garst Museum shares the story from the town that sprouted where that fort once stood. It was a garrison built to push the westward expansion of the young United States of America.
They built this fort and they rose a professional army where they trained. So it was not until this military force was properly trained did they sit there and start to take action against the Native Americans.
In 1791, St. Clair's defeat, as it was known, resulted in nearly all of the 1,000 men in the American force being lost in a wilderness battle against Native Americans, led by Little Turtle, among others. Eventually, the two sides signed a treaty here after Fort Greenville was built.
The initial treaty at Greenville in 1795 was pretty much a cessation of hostilities. There was what was called known as the Greenville Treaty Line, and between that line that was Native American land, which whites were not allowed to settle into there, and then the white settlement area.
And as was the case with many such treaties, it was soon broken.
A lot of times the settlers did not adhere to the treaty line, and there were some skirmishes thereafter. And then during the War of 1812, a lot of the hostilities broke out again. A lot of the British were supporting some Native American tribes.
A second treaty of Greenville was signed after the War of 1812. But what is perhaps most interesting are the people to be found at those treaty ceremonies. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Diabetes is on the rise among humans, and it's also increasing in cats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A fat cat isn't a healthy cat, but feline diabetes can be managed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes isn't only a problem for people. Even cats can develop type 2 diabetes. This typically happens when well-meaning owners overfeed cats or feed them a diet that's not appropriate. Feline diabetes is also more prevalent in older cats and neutered males. Veterinarian Ruth McPeat says when a cat develops diabetes, there are classic signs and symptoms to watch for.
Increased thirst, increased urination, weight loss, an increased appetite, and lethargy. But cats are really good at hiding illness, so it's important that people don't just wait for the signs, that they see their veterinarian regularly, at least once a year if they're under 7, and twice a year if they're 7 or older.
Obesity is a common cause of insulin resistance, so regular appointments with your veterinarian will help you make sure the cat stays at an ideal weight. If your pet is too heavy, the vet can help you determine an appropriate diet and even develop an exercise program for the cat. You can manage the health of a diabetic cat with a combination of diet and insulin injections.
We're very fortunate that FDA approved long-acting insulin specifically for cats, so that makes it easier for us to regulate these guys. We also want to make sure we're getting them on a diet and getting them to lose weight and that it's an appropriate diet for diabetes.
The experts recommend putting a diabetic cat on a nutritious, low-carb, high-protein canned food diet. There's no cure for feline diabetes, but a cat that has been diagnosed can be successfully treated. With controlled weight and blood sugar levels, most diabetic cats can live a normal, healthy life. Learn more about feline diabetes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am the friend. A greener way to grow greens. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Merkin Vineyards and Gardens has a tasting room and restaurant in the nearby town of Cottonwood, Arizona. The gardens part of the business supplies greens for the restaurant, and Mike Keenan says the operation is converting the outdoor gardens to hydroponics.
We're trying to produce greens and vegetables and so forth for the tasting room, so it's local. And of course, people really enjoy having food that's grown right and right in the area. That's our purpose. That's our goal.
Keenan says hydroponics is catching on.
Hydroponics is growing at an amazing rate in the United States because it cuts down on shipping. So New York can put up the greenhouses and produce the vegetables and everything they need locally.
Kelly Rowe also works there and says hydroponics will solve another local problem.
Javelina last year, they wiped out the gardens. Now that we've gone primarily greenhouse and then primarily hydroponic, it is eliminating most of the pests.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Nearly 100 veterinarians took to the nation's capital this week to discuss farm bill priorities. While lawmakers are on break this week, the American Veterinary Medical Association held its annual fly-in to meet with congressional officers. In the next farm bill, fly-in attendees are asking Congress to help prevent animal disease outbreaks by establishing and funding a three-pronged measure, including an animal pest, disease, and disaster prevention and response program, a stronger national animal health laboratory network, and a U.S. livestock vaccine bank with immediate priority to foot and mouth disease. AMVA President Michael Topper said decisions by Congress will ultimately determine whether veterinarians are able to afford their education and effectively do their jobs. The veterinarians also seek congressional support for AVMA's Higher Education Act principles, with focuses on preserving public service loan forgiveness and loan options through the Grad Plus. These programs, associations say, play a vital role in enabling veterinarians to fund their educations, which is increasingly important as veterinary debt continues to rise. A Farm Foundation workshop on rural infrastructure investment features Deputy Ag Secretary Steve Sinski. A collaboration of Farm Foundation and USDA Economic Research Service, the workshop will examine current research and impact of rural infrastructure investments on economic activity. Farm Foundation President Constant Coleman said the workshop is a vital step in sharpening the tools needed for rural infrastructure improvements. Farm Foundation says the workshop will help researchers and stakeholders identify practical research that exists or is needed on the economic return of investment for rural infrastructure. Find out more at farmfoundation.org. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good information, Mid-America Ag Network. We're seeing some very strong moves for soybeans and corn. Kansas City wheat is kind of following along, too. The prospective plantings report from the USDA, slightly lower than expected for soybeans, lower than expected for corn, about the same for wheat. But
Wheat is following the others sharply higher. May corn is up 12 and a quarter at 385 and three quarters. July up 12 at 394 and a quarter. Later months are all up, many by double digits. May Kansas City wheat up 8, 469. July up 8 at 488. Soybeans are taking quite a rally right now. May beans up 23 and a half at 1041 and a half. July beans up 23 and a quarter at 1052. Soybean meal is sharply higher. May is up 960 at 380.90. July is up 960 at 383.30. Soy oil is also sharply higher. May is at 32 even. That's up 38. July bean oil is at 32.25. That's up 37 points. So really big moves for corn and soybeans here. And wheat is following along higher as well. Taking a look at the livestock numbers, those have gone the opposite direction. April live cattle down 132 now at 114.67. June down 212 at 103.40. March feeder cattle down 40 at 135.57. April feeders down 370 at 134.12. So not a good look. All the later months are down more than a dollar in live cattle, more than $3 in feeder cattle. So not much positive there. Hogs are mixed. The early contract April hogs up a nickel at 56.95, but everything else is down. May hogs down a dime at 67.22. So not the best look here in the livestock complex at the present time. Cotton is way up. May cotton up 120 at 81.94. July cotton up 106 at 82.24. The prospective plantings report had a positive impact on the cotton prices here in our futures markets early on Thursday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus production sale Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Wondering if any of those class action lawsuits filed are ever completed? I'll tell you about one that was completed after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Corn growers, do you have your claim forms ready? A $1.51 billion settlement has been reached in the nationwide class action lawsuit filed in Kansas federal court over Syngenta's genetically modified Viptera corn seed. It is believed to be the largest agricultural litigation settlement in U.S. history. Now, the settlement was first announced in September, but the details weren't made public until the filing on the 12th of March, and a motion for preliminary approval has now been filed. The settlement must be approved by the Honorable John W. Lungstrom, a United States District Judge for the District of Kansas. And if preliminarily approved, the settlement terms and claims process information will be set forth in notices mailed to class members, published in various media outlets across the country, and there will be a settlement website. Members of the class then will have a period of time to submit a claim form, and Judge Lungstrom then will decide on whether to finally approve this billion-dollar settlement. If the settlement is ultimately approved, it is anticipated that funds could be distributed to class members in the first half of 2019. But I would guess, with the number of people involved in the class action lawsuit, when you break the $1,510,000,000 down, it may not be a very big paycheck. But who is covered under the Syngenta agreement? All corn growers, grain handling facilities, and ethanol plants across the country who sold corn priced after September 15th, 2013. Back with the final word after this message.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
One of the attorneys for the plaintiff said, "We are very pleased with this outcome. America's corn farmers and related businesses were hurt economically, and this settlement will provide fair compensation for their damages." That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
A few extra legs can be a great asset on the farm. Hear how a Missouri woman is training dogs to help disabled farmers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When farmers have an illness or injury, it can change the way they do things on the farm. Jackie Allenbrand of Stanberry, Missouri is the founder of Farm Dog USA, or Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Missouri. It's a farmer-led organization that trains dogs to help farmers and their family members with disabilities. She says labs and lab mixes can be trained to retrieve or pick up dropped tools, open a latch gate system, as well as standing and bracing if a farmer has stability issues. Border collies are trained to help manage livestock.
We train them to watch the gates so that the farmer doesn't get run over by cattle coming through and won't get a secondary injury, hopefully. We train them dogs to sort and to bring the herd in. You know, we train them to help physically, but they also can help emotionally as well.
Jackie and another trainer handle the training for the dogs and their new owners. She also travels to the farms, determines the needs of prospective clients, and makes farm assessments.
You have to look at what their disability is, what their needs are, and we try to train for those needs. For instance, there was one farmer that had trouble with his vocal cords, so he couldn't shout out the word come to his dog, so the dog was trained to listen to a whistle for it to come.
Since 2009, she says they've placed 17 dogs. Jackie says right now the nonprofit organization is run by a small group of farmers, but her goal is to someday have a training center. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about Farm Dog at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Agriculture Secretary is on the road again. He will hit the road again next week, traveling via RV. He'll be listening to constituents' ideas and concerns when it comes to agriculture. Rod Bain brings us the story.
Land prices are high. We're looking for any kind of help that can help businesses grow.
Congress, federal government needs to hear your voice.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and participants from the second of two USDA RV tours held last year. The Secretary visited eight states in the Midwest and Northeast in 2017 as part of the Back to Our Roots Tour series, designed to get feedback from USDA constituents on issues and policy. Now the tour is set to continue starting Tuesday with stops in Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky on Secretary Perdue's itinerary. This leg of the Back to Our Roots Tour mixes listening sessions with visits to farms, education and research facilities, and businesses such as food processors and lumber mills.
I want to hear from your ideas, challenges. How can the federal government, specifically the USDA, help to facilitate rural prosperity, rural quality of life? How can we just get out of your way?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for Washington, D.C.
In other news, the Environmental Protection Agency is working to replace the Waters of the U.S. rule with a new rule. They say they plan to have that in place by the end of the year. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says the 2015 rule will soon be officially a thing of the past. A recent Supreme Court decision defined jurisdiction of the rule to federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a nationwide hold on WOTUS was placed in 2015. That action nullified the lower court delay, which would have allowed WOTUS to go into effect this year. A substitute rule will replace the rule, Pruitt says, by the end of this year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at wichitarv.com.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the Morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
the Kansas Corn Commission, working to build profitability for the Kansas corn farmer. Visit them online at KS.